The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, February 1st.
From 45 yards, all the way, it's good.
Yeah, we're all still in awe of the Chiefs' AFC title win over the Cincinnati Bengals. The Chiefs will now play in their third Super Bowl in four seasons against Andy Reid's former team, those Philadelphia Eagles. Thankfully, the Chiefs have a bye this week as they look to get healthy for Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs opened the 22 regular season at State Farm Stadium with a 44-21 win over the Cardinals. We're hoping the Super Bowl results look similar to the Chiefs' Week 1 results, though they will be facing a much tougher opponent in those Eagles. The Eagles had a big offseason themselves, adding multiple players on defense and making a draft day trade for star wide receiver A.J. Brown. There's obviously a lot of history here that will no doubt be highlighted ahead of the Super Bowl. It's the Andy Reid Bowl, and that'll no doubt be something to remember. And it's also the Kelce Bowl, the New Heights Bowl. And Andy Reid comes into this game with a three-game winning streak against his former team. He now has an extra week of preparation to get set against one of the best teams in the NFL this season. They'll need that extra time to game plan against this loaded Eagles team, but they also need it to get healthy, as the Chiefs picked up a lot of injuries during the AFC title game. This team suffered several of those ailments during the course of the game against the Bengals. In the first half, cornerback Lajarius Sneed was ruled out due to a concussion, while wide receiver Kadarius Toney left the game due to an ankle injury. In the second half, linebacker Willie Gay Jr. had a shoulder injury, wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster had a knee injury, and wide receiver Mecole Hardman aggravated his pelvis injury. Add on the Mahomes ankle injury and the Travis Kelce back spasms, and this Chiefs training staff really has their work cut out for them ahead of the most important game of the season.
Yeah, Pete, so we will. I think it's important. I think it, before you get down to Arizona with the distractions and the different events that go on, you'd like to at least have the base part in where you've got a good foundation of the game plan. If you have to tweak it here or there, you can do that. But you really, while it's relatively calm here and normal, then let's get it done. I mean, it's really that simple.
Now, this isn't your normal run-of-the-mill bye week for the Chiefs. As you just heard from Andy Reid, they'll do much of their preparation this week before the team heads to Arizona for all the Super Week media obligations. They will be extra cautious with the laundry list of injuries, and we will still have a normal week of media availability, but the bye week will be all business in KC. The Chiefs will need Andy Reid at his best to match an extremely talented Eagles team.
Yeah, so I would start with Brett Veach and the way that he and his guys have gone about putting this thing together for the coaches, giving the coaches an opportunity to coach good players. It includes everybody. I mean, it includes Mark. It includes Clark. I mean, that they're all part of that, giving us the opportunity to do what Brett can do by bringing these guys in. So, but his process, the process that he goes through, you guys have gotten to know him now. I mean, the process that he goes through, he's relentless. He's committed. He's got a great eye for talent. He's fearless when it comes into trades and drafts and all those things. I mean, it's just, it's been fun for me to watch and watch him grow.
While the Chiefs had their biggest offseason roster overhaul in the Mahomes era, the Eagles also made huge improvements ahead of this season to build this team that's gone on this Super Bowl run. We talked about the blockbuster trade and acquiring A.J. Brown from the Titans. Brown is one of the best wide receivers in football and added an explosive element to that Eagles offense that they seriously missed last season. On the defensive side, Philly has one of the deepest and most talented lines in the NFL. They signed pass rusher Hassan Reddick this offseason. He's cemented himself as one of the best pass rushers in the league. Reddick led the way for an Eagles line that had an absolutely outrageous 70 sacks in the regular season. The Chiefs were actually number two with 55, and that puts into perspective how far ahead the Eagles unit was. They also made key trades at the NFL deadline to continue to build up their roster to go along with another strong draft class. The Chiefs made offseason signings in the wide receiver group after trading Tyreek Hill and chose to build through the NFL draft. Those rookies are obviously coming up huge in the playoffs, and not only is this a game between two of the NFL's most talented teams and best franchises, but it's a matchup of two of the best general managers in the league in Brett Veach and Howie Roseman.
Travis is the little brother, and I think Big Brother probably protected him so Travis could do some crazy things, and you know, he probably talked him from jumping off a ladder into the raked up leaves once or twice, you know. So listen, they're both at heart very competitive and compassionate, I think is the biggest thing. They care, and they care about people, and they care about their game, their trade, and their podcast. It looks like it's unbelievable. I mean, they've got a good mesh there and a good relationship between the two of them. I think Travis has grown up a lot. I think Jason came in probably more mature, Big Brother, and Travis was a little more immature, but has really grown and a good person, man.
The hype will be gaudy for this season's Andy Reid Bowl, but it will also be the first time two brothers will face off in the Super Bowl. Travis and Jason won't actually be playing against each other on the field, but there'll be plenty of entertaining content from these two over the next 2 weeks. You might even say the Kelce brothers can take things to new heights. I hope you see what I did there. It's always a great storyline to see successful families in the NFL, and there's a strong case. These two are arguably the best siblings in NFL history. Sorry to those Manning brothers that we see on Monday night. Travis and Jason are both already Super Bowl champions, and they are both first ballot Hall of Famers. Jason is having arguably the best season of his Hall of Fame career, and we already know how special Travis Kelce is. In Kelce's last 8 playoff games, he's averaging an absolutely ludicrous 9 catches for 104 yards and a score. Here's to the Kelce brothers continuing that trend and putting on a show in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you go through that. I mean, you have to. And then you go off your gut feeling. I mean, you're right at that area where, you know, some would say go for it. Some would say kick it. I thought our defense was playing well enough where we surely could punt the ball and with probably minimal seconds or time on the clock, get the ball back. So, but we've been able to do some good things with limited time. So you have that in the back of your mind. And as far as the players go, you know, we trusted the guys that were in there. They did a marvelous job for us. So I'm proud of them and the coaches for at least having all these guys knowing the plays when they always don't get that amount of reps, especially at different positions there.
Andy Reid made the decision to punt late in the game against Cincinnati, and looking back on things, it worked out for the Chiefs, but that call definitely came with a lot of stress for Chiefs fans. It's worth mentioning the decision because this Eagles team has been one of the most aggressive in the league this season. They went from multiple fourth downs in the NFC Championship game to put away the 49ers, and they were second in the NFL this season with 22 fourth down conversions. They converted just over 71% of those attempts this year, in large part due to the stellar run game led by star quarterback Jalen Hurts. Hurts was right there in the MVP convo with Patrick Mahomes before suffering that late season shoulder injury, and Philadelphia is one of the best teams in the NFL at converting short yardage situations. The decision-making and aggressiveness from Andy Reid could play a large part in the result of this year's title game. Thankfully, Andy Reid's got the extra time to install a banger of a game plan. That's it for the banger that was this Arrowhead Drive on Wednesday, February 1st. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Prod Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's the Great British Chiefs who return to take our first look at this Super Bowl 57 matchup. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.